Good evening. On behalf of the First Baptist Church, I welcome you to this 73rd annual Festival of Carols. In addition to the traditional blend of adult voices, we are privileged to have the ukulele choirs from the First Lutheran Church of Malden, as well as special music by members of the Global Ark Baptist Church and Casa de Fe Alabanza. Thank you to Richard Freeman and Rosalind Munson for their dedicated leadership of this program. And thank you to all of you for coming and sharing in this annual Advent event. To enhance the enjoyment of the program for everyone, please silence all electronic equipment at this time. Enjoy the program.
All right, good evening. Richard Freeman called and asked if I would lead the invocation tonight, and I confess that while I really wanted to be here and normally I would be up singing in the tenor section, I have to be somewhere fairly soon after this, so I'm going to have to dash out after the first hymn, and that's a sad regret on my part. You have to forgive me because the Bible says so. But I consider it a great privilege to lead you in prayer, and an invocation, to invoke, Webster says, is to call earnestly for, and I would like to call earnestly for God to show up. Because if he doesn't, this is meaningless. But if he does, he's going to minister to your hearts if they're broken, tired, whatever the case may be, through the word of God and song through the course of this evening. Let's ask God to be present in this place. Almighty God, we thank you for the opportunity to listen to the great songs of Zion, particularly around the theme of the Nativity, the story of when your son became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. The one who suffered anguish for us that we might live forever had to begin that journey in a manger on a cold night with an earthly mother and a man named Joseph who cared for her deeply. Father, would you minister to us through the songs? Would you touch those tonight who've come empty, and may they be filled. May those that are broken be healed. May those that are mourning find their hearts dancing, because tonight they're reminded of the great, great news of Jesus and his love. Bless this event for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, God. Reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who lived in a land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at harvest, as they exult when dividing the spoil. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed as on the day of Midian. For every boot that tramped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for fire. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful. Upon David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of God.
Please join me in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, on this night of carols and music, we come to this place of worship to remember the birth of your Son, because in his life we have seen your glory. Tonight we bring with us all the feelings of the season. We bring with us memories of other Christmases shared with those no longer with us, but the memories are deeply treasured. We bring our thanksgiving for our present friendships and our families today, and the love we experience that will be remembered by us as a time when we felt some of the mystery and wonder of our Lord's birth. The birth of your Son taught us that you are present in the most unexpected places, in a stable among the humble shepherds. Let us see you today in the unexpected places. We look for you in the church. Help us to see you in the world of everyday life. We look for you in prayer. Help us to see you in the conversations with others. We look for you to come in power. Help us to see you in the weak things of life. We look for you in the mystical signs of the supernatural. Help us to see you in the earthly events, the birth of a child, the simple deeds of love, the acts of compassion. We pray for others tonight. Have mercy on those sick of soul and heal the wounded souls by your love. Have mercy on those who are sick of body, enabling them with strength to endure the pain until healing comes. Have mercy on those who are sick of life, and help them find in your Son their purpose. Have mercy upon those who are sick of war and terror, that peace may come on earth. We pray for those who are sick of loneliness. Use us in our circumstances. We would follow the light that shines in the life. Help us to be mediators of your love. We pray for those tonight who feel the pain of sorrow and loss, more perhaps than any other time. Tonight, O Lord, no matter what our circumstances, we would follow the light that shines in the life of our Lord, that we may find the good news of great joy, which is to all the people. Through his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
The Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his Son. We celebrate that gift in this season and have an opportunity of expressing our gratitude for that gift by saying thank you by presenting our own gifts. At this time, the ushers will receive your offerings, which support this annual music event.
Thank you. 2:2-20 from The Voice.
The first census since Quirinius had become governor of Syria, each person had to go to his or her ancestral city to be counted.
This political background isn't incidental. It is crucial to the story. Conquering nations in the ancient world work in various ways. Some brutally destroy and plunder the nations they conquer. Some conquer people as slaves or servants. Other empires allow the people to remain in their land and work as before, but with one major change. The conquered people have to pay taxes to their rulers. The purpose of a census like the one Luke describes is to be sure that everyone is appropriately taxed and knows who is in charge.
Mary's fiancé Joseph from Nazareth in Galilee had to participate in the census in the same way everyone else did. Because he was a descendant of King David, his ancestral city was Bethlehem, David's birthplace. Mary, who was now late in her pregnancy that the messenger Gabriel had predicted, accompanied Joseph. While in Bethlehem, she went into labor and gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped the baby in a blanket and laid him in a feeding trough because the inn had no room for them.
Nearby, in the fields outside of Bethlehem, a group of shepherds were guarding their flocks from predators in the darkness of night. Suddenly, a messenger of the Lord stood in front of them, and the darkness was replaced by a glorious light. The shining light of God's glory. They were terrified.
Don't be afraid. Listen, I bring you good news. News of great joy. News that will affect all people everywhere. Today, in the city of David, a liberator has been born for you. He is the promised anointed one, the supreme authority. You will know him when you find him, when you see a baby wrapped in a blanket, lying in a feeding trough.
At that moment, the first heavenly messenger was joined by thousands of other messengers, a vast heavenly choir. They praised God.
To the highest heights of the universe, glory to God, and on earth, peace among all people who bring pleasure to God.
As soon as the heavenly messengers disappeared into heaven, the shepherds were buzzing with conversation.
Let's rush down to Bethlehem right now. Let's see what's happening. Let's experience what the Lord has told us about.
So they ran into town, and eventually they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the feeding trough. After they saw the baby, they spread the story of what they had experienced and what had been said to them about this child. Everyone who heard their story could not stop thinking about its meaning. Mary, too, pondered all of these events, treasuring each memory in her heart.
The shepherds returned to their flocks, praising God for all they had seen and heard, and they glorified God for the way the experience had unfolded, just as the heavenly messenger had predicted.
Thank you. Let us bow in prayer. Dear Lord, our God, our Savior, we celebrate tonight this season of Christmas, of remembrance of what you have given us, Lord, in the Christ Jesus, in your Son, in our Savior. We ask, dear God, that you will be with us as we leave this place. May the Spirit that was here this night continue with each of us as we go out into the sometimes troubled and difficult world. May we know the joy that we can have in our hearts as we have you in our hearts. May this Christmas be a special one, in whatever way that might be for each one of us. We ask that you be with us as we go through these doors to meet and greet and bring your Spirit wherever we go. Amen.